I'm not going to ask you what you want to talk about. I'm going to tell you what I want to talk about. Backlash. Mm-hmm. Has anybody ever experienced it? Mm-hmm. Don't you think that's a good topic? Mm-hmm. Who's the concierge?
I am, and I don't have your water. Would you like me to get that?
Sure. Thank you. See? You never
concierge.
Know what it is.
Hmm? Concierge?
I'm planning a trip to Paris next week, Scott, if you could work that out for me. Just the flight details, I'll do the, the hotel. We'll wait for the concierge.
How are you feeling?
100,000% there.
Good.
Yeah.
Not that you feel that great, but that's how bad it was. It's hard to know that.
Well, it was. Thank you.
It was bad enough.
It was bad enough, but this is really a powerful time.
So I think I was telling people that on Project Joy, wasn't I? That being sick is just a marvelous time to practice. People always try to avoid it. It's such a shame. It's so fruitful. You think he went to town?
Just stealing it and
digging a well.
Change your shoes, wash your hands.
Karma. So we were talking at Center in Mountain View. I'm shocked to say, I don't know how the size of that room compares to this one. It seems like it's a little shorter, but I can't really tell because it's dark at the one end. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Scott. And the people we're talking about, people with no faith, right? So they're talking about, well, isn't this an awfully big space for such a small group of people? What small group of people? What are you talking about? I mean, there were 16 of them there for this little impromptu, here's what the room looks like.
Wow.
You know, and so you're assuming that nobody's going to come here? Let's not go in that direction. I'm sure they weren't assuming that. I'm sure it just sounded that way.
It's like buying 320 acres when there's...
320 acres? What are you going to do with that, for heaven's sake? And of course...
Now we need more of everything.
Yeah. And the answer to that was, get away from you people. That's a different story. But anyway, it's and I was saying, it doesn't seem, the hall doesn't seem too big when it's just us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It seems like a fine room.
Mm-hmm.
Just cozy down here at this end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so backlash. Anna, you might have something for us. What's going on?
I'm being lashed back with backlash.
Probably back and front and both sides, actually. Top and bottom. 360-degree
lashing. I crossed a line in the sand yesterday that ego had drawn. Like, you can't do it. You're never going to finish it. Mm. Like that. And life just sailed on past it. And there was so much in that process that was going beyond these really deep forms of control.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to see them, getting to see life move beyond them like that. And and backlash today.
Yes, speaking out. Let's just time out that for just a second. So... what we're meant to believe is, if you accomplish this extraordinary thing,
mm-hmm.
that would be great, and you could feel good, but you never will, so you can't.
Uh-huh.
But then you did.
I did accomplish the thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, gosh, Not a single congratulations, right? Not a single, oh, good job, right? Nothing, just to the next.
Yeah, because the way that it would usually take away a sense of accomplishment would be that towards the end, towards the finish line, it would ramp up with that obsessive standards process that I talked about in group recently, where, you know, you have to go out and complete this thing, otherwise the whole thing will be judged a failure. And because there'd been more awareness of that, it wasn't able to get me with that in the same way. And so I don't feel vulnerable to being tortured about that last thing that I didn't do. Mm-hmm. That's the
yeah, because there are these other people involved. And they didn't think that you should have done that one last thing.
No.
They seem perfectly fine with what you did. Therefore, again, not a leg to stand on.
Not a leg to stand on. And usually, I mean, you're thinking about that going internally no matter what. But I, the hook just isn't there for that. The receptor for that beating is just somehow not, mm-hmm. not there.
Scotty, you want some water?
Oh, people can be so cruel, can't they?
And what was beautiful was, so we had a deal that I wasn't going to do the fixing, tweaking. I was going to get it done, and if there was time to fix, tweak, do that at the end. Mm-hmm. And what that revealed was that's what ego was trying to get me to do, you know, be in that process of the just one more thing, and get me to identify with that feeling of it's excruciating not to do that, mm-hmm. and get me to believe that that was me. And because there was this identification for that, I kept a list of things that, you know, this time at the end, was in the beautiful life joke was on the morning of the deadline, my computer crashed, and there was no time to do the list. And I didn't feel like, no.
There is a God.
Exactly. I just said, oh, life, good one. And I didn't get in a state. I just said, the unborn Buddha mind has this, you know. I choose peace all the way to, it was submitted 9 minutes before the deadline.
Wow.
And there wasn't a feeling of, no, I didn't get to add those things. There was just no kind of identification with that. So that form of backlash isn't available. It's going more for the other end, which is you didn't do well enough at dropping ego in the process. You kind of, you know, you messed up spiritually somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's lighting a bit somehow.
And of course, you have to appreciate the irony of ego wanting to beat you up for not having dismissed ego.
Yes.
Yeah. And then watching it just not miss a beat,
oh,
right?
Okay.
But just go right to the next thing that's going to be the big focus, the big current focus.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's my backlash experience right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
how are you doing with it? Are you being able to, I mean, the thing that I always hope for people is that that was a big deal. And you were doing that big deal as you started monastic practice. So that's kind of been your thing all the way through since you've been here.
Yeah.
So my hope for people always is when you see it try to do that to you in one situation, you'll be that much more empowered not to let it do it with something else, because you know, it's like Elizabeth Taylor being married 7 times. You know, after a while, really, you should know the ropes.
Yeah.
I have a friend who said, really needed to conduct a better interview. Right? So there's that end of it, which is, this is seeming very familiar to me. Then there's the middle process, and then there's the end. So, I mean, how many times can we be surprised that the same thing happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet, folks seem to continue to be able to be surprised.
Yes, and it's interesting because there isn't surprise and it still doesn't feel easy. So I had some training in it recently with the outhouses at the end of retreat where it ran that same thing, and I got to practice staying here and enjoying the sense of accomplishment. And then this is the bigger version of that. So there's I'm training in this, I've had that recent experience, I see what it's doing, and it hasn't today felt completely easy.
Right, well, what we would wish for, of course, and what I think we're all working toward, is recognizing the process.
Yes.
You know, that something is trying to make a case for something wrong.
Yeah.
And take me out of the moment.
Yes.
The content of that is absolutely endless as far as we can tell. But to recognize, oop, here it comes with that. Oh, here we are again.
Yeah.
Now this is the current thing that I should get in a twist about and give it all the energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I realize that when we're twisting, it's like we did last summer, it's difficult to recognize the process when we're in it.
Mm.
Mm. Although, there's a way in which, of course, it is so very simple. If I'm not here,
yeah.
If I'm not happy, it's got me.
Yeah.
I thought I was just incredibly clear about that this morning.
You were.
I was very, very pleased, actually. You know, it's one of those where, that was very, very good. The person who said that.
On the radio show, right?
Uh-huh.
Which part?
Now, don't ask trick questions,
sorry.
Okay?
Sorry. Who you were talking to. Right?
But does anybody else remember? How it went? I don't know.
Well, what I've been hearing through the day is, so when we're not here, we realize we're not here, and then ego's question is, well, what do I do about that? And we do know what to do about that.
Yeah. That was it. Thank you. Yes.
Because that's what I've been.
Yeah. Yeah. With all of the ways that ego tries to do it to us,
yeah.
We know the answer to every one of those.
We do. Yeah. We do.
We could write them in big letters and just follow it. Yeah. You know, it's like a recipe.
Yeah.
You know, add this, fold in that, do that.
Yeah.
Soda, not powder.
Yeah.
Oh, she took her nasty pills before. So anyway, that's mm-hmm. that kind of process where we do know. It's just coming to enough to be able to say, well, wait a minute, I know where this is. No, I'm not doing that. We are not having that conversation.
Yeah.
I know what that conversation is. We're not having it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because always an ingredient is, no, it's real this time.
Yes. This, no, he is the right one. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, well, even 6, we're not, but...
This is the real scoop.
This is the
how
real.
You are.
Yeah. Now I'm in love.
Listen.
Now I understand.
So
this will last forever or a couple of years.
Yeah.
Whichever comes first. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's real this time, and yet when we recognize the process clearly, then we know that now the work is to see. How does it feel so real when I know it's bogus?
Exactly. That's been weird. Like, I know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel the sensations. I know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't quite get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think it's the trying to get there that's the...
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I think it's the battle is between I know what this is
mm-hmm.
and but it's real.
Yes, exactly.
And that's the, to me, that what's going on there is the identity. Well, it's what we talked about last time I was here.
We did.
It's the very same conversation.
Oh, no.
Play that tape, Scott. yeah.
It is.
You weren't here.
No.
Oh, were you wondering what it was?
No, I was going to say, it seems like a lot of times it's the addiction to the drama.
Yes.
You know, to the story, to the identity.
Yes. Ego, the addiction to ego identification.
Yeah.
Yes. But what we were talking about last time was being in that place where I can see it.
Yes.
I know that's what it is, but there it is. And
just
one more time. Yeah, I'll only do it one more time, and then I'll stop. I'll stop next time.
Yeah. It does feel like addiction, for sure, mm-hmm. like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, like you can't not.
Mm-hmm. Well, not from that place of identification.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The saving grace is that we're in a place to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if we keep, so the person who is in that place of seeing it and taking a beating for you see it and still you're doing it, or you see it and still you're doing it, wrong hands, mm-hmm. that's not a good place in mm-hmm. practice. Although if you're aware of it, that's the step toward being in that place, realizing it, realizing what your heart wants, mm-hmm. realizing that you're addicted to ego, mm-hmm. that's going to help a person redouble their efforts to mm-hmm. end that addiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
End the addiction.
Scott, that's a point.
So the question about looking at backlash, I realize there's an assumption I know what that is. But if I'm with you, we're kind of talking about here we are and how do we get talked out and moving out of that expanded present place?
Yeah. So that one of the most difficult places in practice to catch on to is, or in life, it's not just in practice, is that being in a really good place is the quickest open doorway to being in a really bad place. Because
yeah.
this is great. I mean, I feel clear, I feel happy, I'm just, this is
boom,
yeah. right over a cliff.
Yeah, well, I think I had a version of that this morning, maybe.
I think everybody here did.
Yeah. But you know,
as far as I can tell, I'm not sure about you. But
I love the experience that you ask the question, and then awareness just gives. Life just dumps in all the information about an example
yes.
that I hadn't really, it wasn't clear. I hadn't really locked into that or however that works, where it's, mm-hmm. okay. So, I've been making some extra time to do recording and listening in the morning and also sitting before we do that early working meditation. And it was an awesome...
You could make that really work by just not going to bed. I mean, that's a mighty short period of time in there, isn't it? All of that before.
Yeah, well, and what's awesome is this would say, well, you don't have time for that. Yeah, I mean, this morning, the recording and listening was probably 12 minutes. I did a short two-handed recording because I woke up in an identification, and then I did a Everything I Love recording and listened to it on the way up here. And the meditation, when I did like a 10-minute meditation, but it was like, wow, you know, like, I mean, that was
set.
That could be a whole other thing I could talk about for the insights. I mean, to the point of like tearing up and just gratitude. And so I get up out of meditation and I had left myself about 9.5 minutes to have breakfast. And so, because what the impulse was, I want to record about that. That's important. That seemed to be the information. And it was like, but I have 9.5 minutes to eat breakfast. We're going to do it. So maybe if we get breakfast done quick enough, then we can. And there is just the, I'm feeling good. You know, I don't need, I can record later. And I got into doing business. That space that I was in got left. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, and I could see it. It was reminding me. Like, so I went down to do the working meditation. She went over to that way, yeah.
We'll see Jen.
And I think there was even like, well, you could record about it on the way down to, you know, doing, cleaning this hermitage. But I got to get down and, you know, there was just running all that stuff over. Mm-hmm. So it's just like that place of, I'm here, the guidance is there, record about it, stay here, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, no, this is more important. Mm-hmm. Which is essentially this voice in my head is more important.
Yes.
Which set up the stage, it seemed like, for the rest of the day. That kind of happened.
That was, you were pulled off in that way,
yeah,
in that conversation.
Yeah, that I was...
There's the authority.
That was the authority. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, come back here for a little bit, but then back to the authority. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is, it did stay with me, because right before a group, I'm like, I'm going to make that recording. And I did. Uh-huh. You know, so it's like life just doesn't give up on you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, it signaled me again.
Right. Yes.
Because there was something about making the recording and that saying, this is life's life. You know, it wasn't even particularly that thing or that insight, but I'm on team life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what's, to me, what's the additional wonderful part of that is that had you made that recording originally, you could have gotten just sucked into an unconscious day and never had any idea that it happened. But because that was always there for you, kind of bringing you back, and then you get caught up again, bringing you back, there was big awareness all day long. Uh-huh. And then finally the life drops it in you, yeah, that is what I want to do. Now, I don't know that. I mean, you could have, you know, made that recording and stayed perfectly conscious and present all day. But it seems like such a good little workshop to get to watch it go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth all day long. Because the more familiar we get with the, but I only have 9, but we can do it. You know, that whole, all the flavors of that con.
Exactly,
As we get, because that all can seem, it's not like somebody saying, you stupid lout, why don't you... You know, that would catch your attention at this point. I mean, maybe there was a time in your life where a voice in your head could talk to you in a really hateful way, and you would just accept it as, you know, But not now. Now it has to talk to you in a really, you know, nice, intelligent, kind of a caring way. Well, you can do it later. You know, you only have a few minutes for breakfast.
You can't not eat.
You can't not eat. You're going off to work. Come on. Yeah, and so you go, oh, yeah, well, that sounds reasonable. And so the more we get the subtlety of that, because it does start, it can sound a lot like the mentor. And yet, of course, the difference is obvious when we really put them side by side, which you've got a chance to do all day long.
Yeah, that's so helpful. This is always making, No, I miss that a lot. It's framing, essentially, but you could have done better today rather than, that was perfect.
Look at all you saw. That was
perfect.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What a brilliant workshop.
Yeah. But you know,
I would record that too.
Yeah, well, exactly. I used to do daily new reviews, like literally for years, every day, and I stopped doing that. And that's where I would catch that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, and then there was this, and then there was this, and there was this. Mm-hmm. And there's it back into the life framework.
Mm-hmm. You might take that up again.
Yeah, huh? No kidding, right?
And that's another perfect example that we can all relate to. Mm-hmm. Where did that go? When did I make a decision to stop? Oh, I didn't. It just disappeared.
I was just thinking how fun it is. So there's that thing I get done. I have 9.5 minutes to eat breakfast. Okay, yeah, I do want to eat breakfast. I'm going to make that recording. And then just stay here for that opening for life. Mm-hmm. And then say, you know, how
and
fun.
And say yes.
And say yes.
Yeah.
And how fun is that?
Yeah, because it said, I guess it was life. Well, you could make the recording as you walk down to the hermitage, you're going to think. And I got to really hustle on down there and...
I mean, I can't carry this and hold the... This is...
I'd have to plug the earbuds in and then talk into those. I can't do that. It's just too hard.
Yeah.
Or I would need to take 5 minutes after I got there.
I know. I could have put the recorder on the bed and just talked out loud while I was cleaning. Yeah, I mean, there's some...
Afterwards, we can see endless.
Well, that's why I dropped the story and get here, because life gives you all kinds of options. Mm-hmm. But in here, no.
Yeah, there's only one way.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels like I could list many instances of backlash just recently. I mean, I feel like the last full day of the retreat, there was just tons of backlash. I think in response to having had a very relaxed time in the kitchen the whole retreat, and doing a workshop that was very thrilling and fun, and
everybody loved, as far as I could tell.
And the backlash that day was unbelievable. It's just like,
I wondered if, in fact, it was so powerful it made you sick.
Well, so then I have a lot to say about that. Can I tell you just one thing that happened?
Oh, yes, please. It's just us.
So that's a really interesting thing you said. First of all, when I was doing that workshop, as I was going to read the prompts to people, this wave of emotion came up that was so intense. I didn't think I was going to be able to complete just reading these little sentences. And it was like, what's going on here? This is just like the whole day has been going, it's just... That didn't feel like conditioning at me, but, prior to that, it was just a number of things. So I just noted that. That's interesting. Someone needed to hear those prompts. And then, just to back up a little bit, when in the email, the Socratic email class, I got some guidance. I was looking at some health issues, and I got some guidance that said, started with, I don't want to be an alarmist, but it's time that you get here and see what life has to offer for next steps for this situation. So there was, sitting with that and pondering that and having an idea of what those next steps might be, that no clarity from life. So there was the workshop on Sunday, and then voila, I became very, very ill. And I have to wonder how much it's very clear to me that conditioning is pulling out all the stops. During this recuperation period, one morning I picked up a piece of paper and a pen, and I just did what I was guiding people to do in that creative process class. Just life, what color do you want, and what do you want to do on this page? And just asking that over and over again. This is the process, the practice, asking life, what's next, what's next, what's next. And also that day I was in that asking life, I would really appreciate it if you could come through with some insights about how to deal with health and what it is that I need to do to take the next steps. So I finished that little drawing. I pulled, what universe are you creating? I pulled the card, insight. Oh, that's wild. And so I reported.
No, I need insight.
So I reported about that. I have to tell you sometimes. Well, anyway. So, and I put my little drawing up there, and I realized that life had just drawn something very similar, like about 3 weeks before. It almost looked like the identical thing. And I went, that's interesting. There's this image coming through, and what could it possibly mean? It's just kind of explosive, but happy. And so, so I'm caring for myself and recuperating, and I'm listening to the recorder, and an old open air came on, and they said, it was Jen's voice, and she said, oh, Sequoia's here today, and she's going to talk to us about an art workshop. And Conditioned Mind hired all of the loudest microphones it could get its hands on pulled out the army and was screaming at me, so hard to turn that off. Turn it off, turn it off. You can't listen to that. You're going to just be totally humiliated to listen to you on that recording and what you said in front of all those people. And, you know, it's just like, it was immense. And you're ill now, and it just...
It's going to kill you.
It's going to kill you. The system cannot take that. So I said, okay, I know I need to listen to that. We're going to sit and listen to this and just be with her and see what's so awful about it. And, of course, it was fine. Mm-hmm. It was perfectly fine. And I thought, she even had some good things to say. So here was the moment of truth, though. So it gets to the after that, and then they introduced Michael and Sherry, and Sherry had some things to say about what was just said about the art workshop. And one of the things she said was, you know, people might not realize that, but the monk that is doing facilitation as their art and skillfully is doing art just as it is talked about. Like some people may know that Sequoia is, you know, I don't know, remember what you said, puts pots in good order, or, you know, in that. But they might not recognize this other person as also an artist in facilitation skills. And it was a zinger for me. I just saw, oh my God, I can't, it's just like all that, let's see, Sequoia's never been okay because she's not meeting some other person's standards. Mm-hmm. You know, and that there's not acknowledging what's here, and also seeing the equal gift of all of it. You know, in that place of no separation, and not taking it personally. It's like, wow, what a delight. There's all of this that's just being offered through different nodes of intelligence, and none of it's personal. And just, I don't know, it was just like, bam. I could just see all of this being taken personally. And like, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that art workshop. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at it. You know, I. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not a very good facilitator, and I just needed, you know, just all of that junk that had just been going on and on and on. And it was just like, the insight was just like, phew, just get out of the way. Don't take it personally. And, like, give what life wants to give through you. And you don't have to, it's like, that's what needs to be done for the healing. It's that just getting out of the way and saying, yes, thank you. I will do it, and it's not...
Instead of listening to that army.
Instead of listening to that army. Mm-hmm. And I mean...
It's so invested in
it's so,
you not offering what you can offer.
Right. And to just see, like, there's just been that deepest desire to offer... practice in that way forever, and it just keeps getting not gonna do that, and listening to that, and just seeing what that has caused, the internal conflict, you know.
Now every time, all your hand motions are internal conflict.
Is.
So
yeah.
Is that the
That's exploring.
And it's not happy.
It's not happy, you know. And and I feel and it's also been really clear. It feels to me pretty clear for me that conditioning is not giving up on this real easily, and it's going to fight me to the mat. You know, it really. It just doesn't care. So.
Oh, no, it does not care.
Yeah.
No.
And so
it's having a heyday.
It's having a heyday.
When you're lying there sick, it's just as happy as it can be.
And I feel like this time it didn't have its heyday at all. It turned into be this amazing, just nonstop recording and just insights and. In addition to just getting clear about none of this is about me, I felt like the first time it was like I didn't get into bed with her. I saw that she needed someone to be there, an adult, a centered adult to take care of her and not identify with her and just, you know, roll around in the muck. And that was a huge relief. Just a huge relief to just finally get that distance.
And not separation, but distance.
And to and see how that carries over into all areas. You know, doesn't actually have to be sick, but to just see that she needs that kind of
mentoring, nurturing, support.
Right. That has been really lacking. So it didn't. It really tried its hardest, and life prevailed.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that there's a, and I can tell that you have that feeling that it did its worst. If it had more, it would have laid it on.
Yeah.
Same with you. It did its worst.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have to be afraid that it's going to triumph. It's not. Mm-hmm. It can't. If it could have, it would have.
Yeah. And I really have that gut sense that it's not. It's just, yeah, it's just going to do some, it's done some really mean and nasty things. But
it's not the winner.
It's not the winner.
Yeah. And if that's what it took to get you to that point of saying, no, you can't do that to her any longer. Well, that's what it took.
That's exactly where I got for the first time ever. You know, to just like, oh God, now I can, you know, just more compassion than I ever felt, to just stand back and see the goodness. And then, no.
No, don't need to do that.
Don't need to do that. And she deserves a mentor and somebody to stand there between her and that. Abuse. So the gloves are on.
actually, it's more the matador.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
There it goes. Aikido.
Just
toss it over your shoulder and walk off.
I like that image. Okay.
This side of the room.
That was a lovely conversation.
Yeah.
And so just two things about that. From the retreat, I had such a lovely experience in the art workshop that we were just talking about. And I talked about it in that afternoon. And it was so funny. We were working with clay, and I had no agenda to make anything, and I was talking about that process in group later, and sort of, I don't know, three quarters of the way through, something started to be made, and I decided to go ahead and keep it, and I was sort of thinking of it as this one thing, and I left it out in the sun to dry, and when I went to get it, I realized, God, it's beautiful. It looks exactly like a bird's nest with all these eggs in it, which I had not made that.
But it was so...
How did it do that when you left it alone?
And I had another experience of it. It's just, I was painting this thing in my Hermitage, and the door needs to be painted. And so with the leftover paint on the brush, I realized, oh, well, I can just, you know, paint it onto the door because that door is getting painted. So there was this sense of like, you can just do it. So I just wrote the word love in paint, and it was beautiful. Like, it reminded me of that Zen story of when the guy goes to the bathroom and the calligraphy is...
Yeah, oh, that was perfect.
It was amazing. I mean, I looked at it and was like, I could never have done that, sort of. So there's just something in there about, and I love it, you know.
You're not going to paint that door,
right? I know, exactly. But it was the same process with the clay of, like, it was so much fun just to play with it and work and make different things and then squish it back in and then to watch the, well, now I do like this. So now I'm going to, then there's a whole different relationship with it. Mm-hmm. But, of course, the love is coming from the lack of that attachment to it, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So
the attachment is now.
The attachment is now?
Yeah. I mean, after you do it, you step back and you see how beautiful it is, then the work is not to get attached.
Exactly.
I get like a sand mandala.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I still paint that door even though that's so beautiful?
Yeah.
And can I paint that door and not want to write love on it again in a self-conscious way and then go, oh, that's not beautiful.
I mean, I was really seeing my whole life in it. And that place of, like, I mean, it was so liberating to take that paint and write the word love on the... I mean, I've heard there's someone else who talks in group regularly about, then I painted this thing on my wall.
Oh, June paints... she'd have all these walls painted. And then she'll go through and paint them out when she's through with that and then paint something else on.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, for me, it was just so liberating. And so it feels... very related to, I'm in an extraordinary workshop right now around what it feels like is fear. And sort of almost the way I would describe it is that it's like adding dye in a science thing, you know, where you add dye and so something is visible that's always been there, but you're not seeing it. That's how it feels. I think I mentioned a few times I'm reading the new version of the Fear book. And just seeing, wow, that's, at least for me, that's the crux of the matter. And so...
Well, it is the experience of separation from life.
Yeah.
So I would guess that in every situation, if people get deep enough, that's what they're going to run into.
Yeah. Right. And... so with that has just been this extraordinary gift welling up of unwillingness to live from that place. And it's a bit messy. The process.
You know, I've never understood that expression.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what does messy mean, for God's sake?
Yeah.
As compared to what?
It's
the tidiness that life usually is.
You know what it is? It's the painting on the wall. That's what I think.
How is that messy?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that's a conditioned label for it.
Uh huh. So it's like crazy or something.
It's
out of control.
Yes. Yes, like the image of a fish flopping around on the, you know, yeah, something like that, like a, and because I think it feels like it's that place where, you know, when there's a maintenance level karma that goes on, then it's just maintenance level. But when there's an unwillingness to do that maintenance level, it ramps up, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm using that word for. Mm-hmm. It becomes, I mean, ego's losing control, and so.
Well, that's why I question the use of that word, because there's nothing messy about it.
Yeah.
Ego is losing control.
Yeah.
So ego's self-consciously imposed. Conditioned way it has to be, uh-huh. is breaking down.
Yeah.
And so, to me, that's great news. That's back to improv.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now it's just what is arising in the moment, and that's what's real life.
Yeah.
Not that artificial constraint that ego would put on things.
Yeah. And it's that place that, we talk about regularly, I think it feels especially like we've talked about it a lot in Project Joy over the year, but that place where...
Isn't that amazing? We're halfway through.
Wow.
That's extraordinary.
It really is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I was looking the other day and realizing, oh, it's time to get ready for the brick wall.
It's a good thing we're fixing those things, those tents, because we got to get them out there in just a few minutes.
But what did that...
we've been talking about a lot on Project Joy.
Yes, thank you.
Something.
It's a joyful place to be. Like, I had an experience today where... you know, the thing got triggered. And it's so nothing. It's nothing. You know, it's nothing. If you didn't have the karma and the particular setup, anyone would stand outside and go, that's nothing. Mm-hmm. And I know, it's that place we're talking about. I know it's nothing. But there's a giant button for it in the karmic system. So I had the experience today of just, it just washed through. And I didn't do anything about it or with it or anything. All the sensations are there, all that. And the experience of that is joyful.
Yes. Yes. If you don't go with any of karma's label, if you can step back from it, and experience it kind of for the first time, then it's a hoot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think I should have even said that like this morning or yesterday. Exactly. That you...
It's a hoot? That would be hard for her. No. She would say, a hoot?
The part about for the first time, truly experiencing.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because all it is just tremendous energy.
Tremendous energy.
And the tremendous energy is just getting sucked off to feed something. And
yeah.
And in that place of just watching, it's like, wait a minute, what just happened there? Mm-hmm. You know, those are my feelings. Those are my sensations. I get to have those. But that doesn't have anything to do with that.
Right, exactly.
Don't be silly.
The meaning.
Yeah.
The only thing that's difficult about it, truly, is the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Without the meaning, it's got nothing.
Right. And since it doesn't mean anything, yeah. Voila!
Exactly. Yeah. 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 And I just, it's that place that we talked about the last time you were here, that seeing it happen. Well, it feels slightly different, actually. So there's the place we were talking about last time was knowing that it's going on and sort of watching yourself choose. I think the way I was looking at it was knowing what the heart truly wants and being identified with that, which isn't choosing it.
Mm-hmm.
But this feels...
Or having to go in that direction, having to go with the ego.
This feels more like 100% on the side of, I'm unwilling for that karma. Mm-hmm. I am unwilling whatever it takes. But kind of the image I'm getting now is like a toddler on their legs, you know, like it's a little wobbly, you know, and it's not always right on target. And it's easy because there's so much, the human's been able to be bamboozled, you know, because there's such a history there that what I'm sure soon will be very clear is not always clear.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, because you're still looking at meaning.
Uh-huh.
Even if what we're doing is looking at meaning to then convince ourselves that there's no meaning, we're still stuck in meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So getting to that point of realizing, I mean, was there a bird out there?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't I just hear?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right.
You know, what does that mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That would be just an incredibly silly question for anybody to ask. Well, it doesn't mean anything. It's just, that's what a bird is.
So in other words, the only way you're saying that that confusion is able to happen is looking at the meaning.
Which is a stage of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. Looking at the meaning to realize, well, it doesn't mean that.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that.
Yeah.
But there's, that's the...
Yeah, and I think it's that place also of...
She went back and forth.
It's that place also of, you know, the original, whatever, commitment, insight, comes from, oh my God, there's no meaning, right? And then it's that slow place you were talking about, that there, that huge, wow, open relief, that's a really expansive place, big doorway into the slide down, yeah, that you were talking about. And so then the meaning comes in very little by little by little by little. And then there's, once again, usually my experience quicker the next time, wait a minute, there's no meaning. And then little by little, wait a minute, there's no meaning, right? It's stepping back, it's like there's this really big disidentification, and then there's kind of getting talked into moving the pieces around, but not realizing that that's what's happening, and then stepping back from the whole thing again, and seeing the whole thing. Right. And it feels like every time there's that step back, I don't know, it's stronger or something.
Yeah, the you're clearer each time. Yeah. So it is breaking an addiction. So anybody who's ever tried to stop smoking cigarettes, that, you know, you stop and then you start again.
Yeah.
And then you stop.
Yeah.
And you stop quicker, maybe a little. And then you get talked into it again, and then you stop.
Exactly.
But each time, the conviction that I'm stopping gets stronger until finally...
There you go. That's it.
Yeah.
You
just stop.
Yeah. And the piece I feel like I'm really, really focused on right now is no self-hate. No self-hate.
Right. Doesn't have anything to do with me.
Nope.
So
nope.
Why should I get involved with that?
And I, you know, I was in a place today where that image of stopping smoking came in, and I was like, I would imagine, like, so if you quit smoking, the times you really need support are like, what, when you're going to go drink a cup of coffee when you always smoked, or you're going to get in the car when you always smoked. So I was in one of those situations, so I was like, all right, we got to sing a song here, you know, because this is the place, right? Uh-huh. This is the time when the mind is going to go there. Okay, so let's give it, let's, you know, do a dance, let's, whatever, because that's where it's really vulnerable.
Let's have a cigarette.
Yeah. Rebecca.
Okay, so I have a couple of backlash instances to talk about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One is pretty clear, and the other one I'm still pretty fuzzy on. So maybe the process of one will help illuminate the other. And
because it feels like it's the same process.
It does, but I'm getting a lot more hooked here, and I know it, but I'm not really clear on it exactly. So the backlash context is that I too had a real expansive experience at the retreat. It was around the improv exercise game, and had this real opening of seeing life is improv. There's no need for the conversation. That was the big insight. And so the backlash has been, the conversation has not been yelling at me, but it's been a low hum that's just as steady as steel, you know? And it took me a while to realize that, because it was just a, you know, just sort of incessant. So,
are you indicating that it's not saying anything or doing anything? It's just
it is
a feeling, or
it is saying something, but the the nature of the way that something is getting delivered feels like a low hum that I'm not meant to even distinguish. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's why I think it could suck the energy out for, you know, what has it been, you know, 3 or 4 days, right? Without me kind of, you know, what, like that? Mm-hmm. What is that? I had that same experience when I was weed eating and I had my ear protection on and a big plane came overhead. I was like, what is
that? Oh, hold that thought. Uh-huh. Did you people see that plane?
Yes.
I've never seen a plane fly that low.
It was really close.
This afternoon? Was it this afternoon?
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Yesterday I heard it. That's what I heard, I bet.
So I'm in my house, and my house, I look across this little canyon, right, out here, to the mountains on the other side. It was halfway down into that canyon.
Oh,
I thought it was crashing.
My God. I couldn't believe it. Did you see it get out?
Well, it must have. It's not here. I mean, it would have crashed into you people.
Oh, it was that close and that
Yeah. It was down in that canyon right in front of my house.
That must have been what I was hearing because it was like...
Oh, it shook everything, right? Yeah.
It was at least as close, if not closer, than when we had the fire and those...
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And so low.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I've just never seen a plane fly that low around here.
And it was big.
It was a big plane.
Yeah.
It was huge. Wow. Where I live, I heard something like that, and by the time I got to the door to go out and see, I could hear it in the distance, but I never did see it, but it sounded like a big plane.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
A real deep.
My thought was, I hope we don't have a fire. Close to here, it would have been close to here, like in the canyon. Anyway, go ahead. That's what you heard.
That's what I heard. And it had to get over the sound of the weed eater and my big ear muffs there. But wow. So where was I? So let's see.
You were weed eating.
Yeah.
And you had your big ear muffs. And then the plane came.
Oh yeah, I was going to talk about the clear one that the clear bamboozle or the backlash that I was seeing. So that hum, that's the conversation. That's how it's been sucking off the energy is through the conversation. And so today, while I was doing the shopping list, I had realized or had set the intention earlier in the day that I want to be coming from more intuition than all that calculating that I feel usually goes on in the mind. So I wanted, I had a whole day of working on this. So anyway, I get to pears on the list, and I just let drop in, and just kind of stop, and the number that drops in is 8. And then I think we're having a retreat. 8 pears is not enough. Yeah, that's not the right number.
Bad intuition.
Exactly. And then the conversation, that's where the conversation inserted itself. I mean, I knew it wasn't the right number. There were numbers more like 14 or 16. And then there's but you said you were going to look to life to let the number drop in. And now here.
There's not a hint, right? Well, you said you were going to look to life. I told you 8. I'm grateful.
It didn't say you, but I'm saying it you as I'm saying it, but that was how it felt. And so I did see that. I'm like, oh, right, there's the conversation. And I just crushed that. You know, I just wrote down 16 or whatever it was. And that process is what has been going on around another content area.
Okay, before you go on, what's so fascinating about that is you did have the intuition.
Yes, it was the, that's not enough, we got a retreat going on.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Yeah, as soon as we clear away the...
Yes, yep.
The intuition is what saved you. Mm-hmm. From writing down 8.
So
and being
fun
humiliated.
To see that.
Being humiliated.
Running out of pears on like Sunday morning.
Yes, like the first day of the retreat.
First day of the retreat. Oh, I love it.
Anyway, another content.
I just love the way that happens. Okay, so the other more charged content than grocery lists for me is around. Here comes the constriction right here. Because I'll say the other thing that has been dropping, I've been hearing is that Zen story about the snakes where the teacher says, don't tell anybody about this. That's what I've been hearing about this content. Okay, now just do it, but don't tell anybody, you know, because you'll dissipate the energy or whatever. And I think that's that pseudo. Okay, so I'll get to
really?
It.
So you can just this see. Is where we say, you think?
This is where we say, and no duh. Yours is a little nicer than mine. Okay, so what I've been doing lately is after my little improv exercise, is I've been getting out a notebook that's just, I love this, the way I just put together this little notebook, because anyway, no pressure. It doesn't say the name of the project, or there's not an X number. It's just, I love the way I put together this notebook. It was like made for play. And I've been writing, anytime I have a few minutes, or if I'm icing my hip and I've just got time to, I need to be still, I'll get the little notebook out and I'll put my attention on the awareness and I'll sit there and just see what's fun, what would be fun to write down and play with. And it's all around, the topic of, gosh, I almost can't say it. It's all around the topic of this country and fun and democracy and being what I want for the world.
Those words actually don't go together right now, but that's okay.
Is this part of what's happening out there in the world? Okay. So
there's hardly anybody out there who would say fun, but that's okay. We could use some fun, so go ahead.
I'm so glad I'm living here then.
Oh, you're really glad you're living here.
I am still able to have some fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really, really, really makes me grateful. Mm-hmm. So I'm writing all this stuff, and it's just, and I'm drawing a little picture. I'm just having fun. And the conversation, the hum comes in. It hasn't been able to touch that because I'm just turning my, I'm real deliberate, turning my attention to awareness. And I notice where it's showing up is I'm writing this commitment letter for the next quarter on, you know, around what I want to read, if there's something to be read. And you would think it's like the most confusing quagmire, important, significant, like life. But, you know, life-changing thing that I could write, because I can't seem to. I'm getting caught back and forth. It's more like 8 or 16 pairs, 8 or 16 pairs, 8 or 16. Like if it were that, you know. And so that's where it feels like the backlash is. It's feeling. It's trying to drain, I think, the energy from this fun play improv into making this life or death decision about. Nothing.
Yeah. So turning the improv into meaning.
Yes. I see what you just. Why? Yes. Uh huh. That's it. Yep. And it was. And now that you say that, it was trying to do it around the mind binder about. Oh, it's gonna. No, I've been down that road 1,012 times, and I'm not going down again. But it slid in through this door around what I could read about that might inform the.
Right.
And then, but you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, it was just another way of making it mean something. That's all it was.
Because then it'll be serious.
That's right.
Then you've got to really...
then it won't be play anymore. Mm-hmm. It'll be a project. Mm-hmm. That's serious.
Yes, and it'll be serious. And wherever there's serious, there's an opening for suffering. Because
yes.
When it's serious, you really do need to get it right. Mm-hmm. And you need to worry about it.
A lot of writing on this. Mm-hmm. Now, because of what you just said, it's going to say, sorry, the whole country needs this fun. Come on, put it out there for the good of humanity. It's a rough, serious time out there, and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun stealer sucker, isn't it?
It's a fun stealer sucker. Yes, yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Because, for the simple reason, of course, that it'll take you out of the moment.
Yes. That's the only point to all of this.
Whatever each one of us has going, that's all that's going, is out of the moment into... other than this here now.
Yeah. And something that's occurring to me as I heard everybody's talking to processing tonight is there was the recipe or the equation seems like opening plus action, because everybody took some sort of action, based on, what life was prompting, plus conversation about said action or whatever equals the suffering, equals the energy drain.
Yes. Yeah. Because conversation can't happen in the present. Conversation, as we talk about a lot, conversation can take you out of the present, and conversation can bring you back into the present. But you can't have a conversation in present.
Oh, that is really good. Yeah, it can be, this is what you're saying, it can be the trigger, either out or in, of the present, but it is not the present.
Right.
Oh, that's I'm glad that's getting on the recorder. Yeah. You nailed it. You nailed it.
She's doing a little jig.
We're doing a happy dance over here.
We have a happy dance. Thank you, everybody. Just say no to backlash.